Sedinge Mains, St. Andrew's newest golf course, nears reality. After more than two decades of stalled proposals and abandoned plans, a new golf course is finally set to be built at Sedinge Mains, just an eight-minute drive from St. Andrew's. Despite concerns from local residents about yet another course being developed in the area, Fife Council's North East Planning Committee has approved the project. With St. Andrew's already home to 10 renowned golf courses, Sedinge Mains will become the 11th addition to this historic golfing landscape. A long-delayed development, the idea of a golf course at Sedinge Mains dates back to 2004, with multiple developers attempting to bring the vision to life, only for plans to stall. Now, under the leadership of Alvarez and Marcel Golf, construction is already underway. The course will be open to both members and non-members, providing another option for visiting golfers. Masterplan drawing by Paul Hogarth Company, the development will feature 18-hole championship course, a short par 3 course and dual-ended driving range, a clubhouse, restaurant and golfer's hotel, 6 detached guest cottages for accommodation, a halfway house for refreshments mid-round, a greenkeeper's service yard to maintain course conditions. Adding to St. Andrew's rich golfing heritage, Sedinge Mains will enter a competitive market. St. Andrew's is already home to the Old Course, the most famous course in the world, known for its deep history and strategic play. The new course, opened in 1895 and designed by old Tom Morris, remains a local favorite for its classic layout. The Jubilee Course, opened in 1897 and redesigned in 1988, often regarded as the toughest test, sits between the town and the sea, while the Castle Course, opened in 2008, offers dramatic cliffside views. Additionally, the Duke's Course provides an inland championship challenge, while the Fairmont St. Andrew's Resort boasts the Kittick's Course, known for its coastal scenery, and the Torrance Course, designed for championship play. The Eden Course, Strathtyrum Course, and the 9-hole Balgove Course complete the roster, each catering to different levels of golfers. With this impressive lineup, Sedinge Mains will need to offer something unique to stand out in a town already known as the home of golf. The future of Sedinge Mains visual from 18th fairway, though developers tout benefits such as job creation and increased tourism, many remain skeptical about whether the project will truly support the local community. Nonetheless, the course is moving forward, with full opening currently scheduled for summer 2027. As St. Andrews continues to evolve as the home of golf, Sedinge Mains will soon test whether the town needs an 11th course, or whether 10 was already enough.